This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another sub-segment, fictional women around the world, Halloween edition.
Ooh.
Yes. And today we are talking about Sally the Ragdoll from the 1993 film, Another Anniversary. Which we keep running into,
hey, yes.
Which is a stop motion animated film, The Nightmare Before Christmas, first voiced by Catherine O'Hara. I just watched this movie the other day. When I was a kid, it scared me so bad. I don't think I watched it again until after college.
The first time I ever watched it, I think it was last year.
Oh, really?
Because I don't care for animations. I don't care for Tim, what's his face?
Tim Burton.
I said it. So I've never watched any of his, outside of like the old school. So definitely watched Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely watched Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it though.
Yeah.
Although he does have some surprising movies that I didn't realize was his.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I have,
yeah.
And I didn't realize it. So, like, I'm not a big Johnny Depp fan, so
mm-hmm.
definitely not going to watch that. But I finally watched this last year, which, by the way, I just saw a recent TikTok saying that the children are named after their deaths.
Yeah.
That made me really sad.
It's a dark film.
It's so dark.
In a lot of ways. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, oh, well, okay. Well, dang.
Well, I watched it the other day and I was just thinking about this because I was like, oh, cause I see this character come up so many times, definitely in like goth spaces. When I was going to Hot Topic in high school, Sally. I have some pajamas actually that I got from Hot Topic.
Oh,
yes. And this film and this character did really resonate with a lot of people. There has been a lot of debate and disagreement about whether her character is a good or bad role model. We'll talk about that at the end. Outside of the film, she has been featured in comics, books, and video games, including the Kingdom Hearts series, which I loved. Sally's song, the song she sings in it, that it is called Sally's Song, has been covered numerous times, including by Evanescence frontwoman Amy Lee, which I forgot until I was researching this. There's also a line about it in the Blink 182 song I Miss You, which I was very good at on my karaoke game that I had on PlayStation. Halsey will alternate with Catherine O'Hara as Sally in an upcoming live production of The Nightmare Before Christmas at the Hollywood Bowl. Apparently, they've been doing this for many years. If any listeners have been, let us know. Billie Eilish sang the role a couple of years ago. The costume was allegedly inspired by Selina Kyle Catwoman from Batman Returns, which is another holiday movie that we did. You can see our episode on it. But yeah, let's talk about this character. When we first meet Sally, who is a patchwork rag doll made of found fabrics, her dress is made of found fabrics, and she is stuffed with dead leaves, living in Halloween Town. In the film, she longs for independence. Her creator, controlling mad scientist Dr. Finkelstein, definitely a reference to Dr. Frankenstein, keeps her locked up in his tower, though she has tried to escape several times. After the Halloween party, she manages to get away from him by undoing the thread on her arm, and she dismembers her arm. She does this a lot, but due to her nature, she is able to put herself back together. She secretly follows Pumpkin King Jack Skellington and her crush up to the moonlit Spiral Hill and hears him sing about how he isn't happy with Halloween anymore. He's bored, basically. Sally returns to the doctor for her arm, and once it's reattached, she tricks and poisons the doctor so she can go to the town meeting that Jack has called, where he gushes about his experiences in Christmas Town. A little unsettled, Sally heads back to the tower where the scientist locks her up, but Sally escapes by jumping out a window with a basket of food and drink, and in doing so scatters her body parts in the fall, but she easily reattaches them. She gives the basket to Jack, but flees out of shyness. While plucking the petals of forget-me-nots, she sees a vision of a Christmas tree bursting into flames. She goes to warn Jack, but he dismisses her concerns. Desperate to put an end to Jack's plan to take over Christmas, on Christmas Eve, Sally whips up a batch of fog-making potion so that she will be unable to take off in his sleigh. However, Jack's dog Zero foils her plan when he illuminates his nose, red nose, and lights the way. Once Jack is gone, Sally overhears how terrible his Christmas is being received, like the military is talking about shooting him out of the sky, and decides to rescue Santa Claus, who's being held prisoner by town villain Oogie Boogie. Sally formulates a plan which involves distracting Oogie with a flash of her, unbeknownst to him, dismembered sexy leg. She almost succeeds in freeing Santa, but is captured herself. Jack, realizing what he's done, returns to Halloween Town and fights Oogie, frees Sally and Santa Claus just in time for him, Santa Claus, to save Christmas. But not before Santa issues a stern warning that they should listen to Sally because she's the only one with any sense around here. Jack is on the verge of revealing his feelings for Sally, but they are interrupted because they have to have that scene in every movie. But eventually, they both make their way to the Spiral Hill and reveal their feelings for each other, hugging and kissing. The end. Or is it? Because we're not going to go in depth on this because I haven't read these things. But in the comics and books, they get married and maybe have kids, like four kids.
I didn't know this was a comic.
Yeah, comics and book. I think that's after the fact, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
She becomes the pumpkin queen, and she was the only one who never gets fooled by Oogie, but gets kidnapped a lot. She rescues Zero. I'm not sure. Well, listeners, let us know. It came out, the book, The Pumpkin Queen, came out, I think, last year. So it's pretty recent. But there is some stuff I wanted to talk about with this character, because I have been watching. I'm behind on my Halloween movies because I've been so busy. But that means I've been like watching, when I have the chance, a ton of them at once. And I think that overload of Halloween / horror movies brought me back to that point. Lauren and I did a whole episode on it before you came on as host, Samantha. Why didn't you believe her? It shows up in like every horror movie. I swear to God, there is a woman who is like, this is bad. We shouldn't do this.
Don't do this.
And they're all like, it's under control. I know what I'm doing. And it was very present in this movie. And it's interesting because this is her like crush, her love. But she's also not really chill with going along with this plan. She tries to foil it a lot. We're going to talk about that more in a second.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Another thing I found was a whole article about recognizing abuse, and it was using this movie as an example. And it was saying, like, you know, the doctor's controlling behavior, his verbal abuse.
It was disturbing to me.
Oh, yeah. It was very disturbing. Like ownership and entitlement. So here are some quotes from him. "You want me to starve, an old man like me who hardly has strength as it is? Me, to whom you own your very life?" Like, very much manipulative, like saying, "I will die without you. You have to stay." Here's another one. "You're mine, you know. I made you with my own hands." And then later, when he's like dissatisfied with Sally, he makes a new version of Sally that he says will be an improvement. He puts like half his brain in her, I think. And then there's like examples of physical abuse, like locking her up, strapping her down, and holding things important to her so she has to come back, like her arm. There's no support in the town. Like, he's definitely not meant to be seen in a good light, but it's very disturbing for sure. And that brings us to the next point, that she is defined a lot through her relationships to men in her life. She is like a damsel in distress, I guess, because she was the smart one. She was the one that was like, this is bad, this is wrong. I'm going to need to fix it. I'll do it myself. But still ultimately did need Jack to rescue her. That whole idea of meant to be, which I believe is what my pajamas say, they became like a really romantic couple, like especially for goth emo kids. Like, it was like, oh, Jack and Sally, which is why it's in that Blink 182 song. And I have actually some different points about that, some different quotes of people who disagree. So here's one from Romper. "The whole thing plays out like a narcissist wet dream, the story of a man who, in spite of a great folly, gets to retain his status as compelling and beloved genius, winding up with the quiet, mousy girl who underplays her own ingenuity to worship him. Looking at it from Sally's point of view, it's basically vicarious wish fulfillment for every quiet girl who ever loved the lead singer in a band." I will say, I found this article had like a lot of interesting points, but a lot of them... Sometimes you read an article that's like, let's talk about sexism in a thing, and it feels like the article's kind of being sexist. And this had a few examples of that. I'm not saying that was the case. There were just a few where I was like, wait a minute, wait. They also tried to make the point that Sally is a stalker, which I think is a fair point, but also, I don't know, she's just kind of like wandering around.
Yeah, she discovered that he's doing something bad and was like, oh, maybe I need to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, yeah. And she was very shy and, like, not, don't get me wrong. If I don't know if the genders had been reversed, but to me it felt less stalkery, more like she was trying to build up the courage, and then Jack is singing this song. And she's like, oh, no, that's a bad idea. Wait a minute.
Maybe I need to stop this.
Yes. And here's a quote from Marvelous Geeks Media. Unlike everyone else, she refrains from showering Jack with constant praise and adulation. Being in love doesn't mean ignoring the object of your affection's faults or staying quiet when they're about to make a huge mistake. Sally is the only one who tries to dissuade Jack from taking over Christmas, imploring that he give up on his plan to no avail. And in this, they point out some quotes from Sally's song. A lot of people did that, where she's kind of like, I wish I could just go along with him, but I can't. It's wrong. It doesn't work for me. Jack Skellington is that guy who did a single study abroad semester in Christmastown and thinks he knows everything. The one who assumes that because he's really, really good at one thing, he must be equally good at anything else he wants to do. Everyone else is so far up Jack's bony ass that they're either enamored with everything he says and does, or too intimidated to say otherwise. Still, it's Sally, the person who actually loves him the most, who has enough respect for him and her own intelligence to tell him the truth. That was a very funny, a lot of funny quotes from that article, right, which is the Marvelous Geeks one. Here's a quote from Bustle. Sally even gets her own song, but the subtext of said song is, I don't see any of this working out, including my feelings for that ridiculous man over there. That very much goes against the classic doe-eyed hope of Snow White or Cinderella. They were making the point that she's technically a Disney princess because Disney owns The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is she? Is she considered that?
Well, I mean, just technically, a lot of people like to fight about it, but she's in the Disney realm of what would be...
Leading ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Often princess. Not that Sally is void of positivity or doe eyes, but she's very heavily married to realism and not waiting for her prince or king to save the day. I mean, that guy is actually causing all this trouble in the first place. So yeah, she has a crush, but she doesn't passively stand by and dwell on it. Instead, she pushes herself to act for a better cause, making a valiant effort to rescue Santa Claus. And then, I thought this was really interesting. This is a quote I got from screenwriter of the movie, Caroline Thompson, but I got it via Den of Geek. If she were writing the character now, Thompson said to Al Horner, she would give Sally even more of her own self. With the ending in particular, she feels she let the character down somewhat. I felt like that's where I kind of threw her under the bus as a less than character, where she was sort of enmeshed and enslaved in her adoration of Jack. I wouldn't have used those words at the time, but in retrospect, I think that's what I was feeling.
Huh.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting from the screenwriter. Yeah, I would say it's definitely the end always kind of feels like, oh, they're kissing now to me.
I mean, it's kind of that whole level of like, you can't just leave it be. They have to be like, the man has to somehow trump. Mm-hmm. Again, I kind of felt that the same way about completely different genre, but the newer version of Mad Max. Mm-hmm. Like, it could have just been left alone, but you still needed that dude to be the one that rescues and sacrifice himself.
Right. Right, and it's still, like, as most people rightfully pointed out, it's still Jack's story. She's not the center of this story. And while she does have plenty of moments where you're like, okay, cool, yeah, I like that, she's still ultimately kind of there to prop him up.
Right.
And play a role in his story. So a lot of people have written a lot about this character, as you might be able to tell. Yeah, and I didn't know it was the 30th anniversary.
We always do this.
I know. A lot of movies. My friend and I, we were watching Hocus Pocus, and I was like, a lot of movies came out in 1993, and we went on this whole rabbit hole of like, oh, this one too, and this one too. So a lot of anniversaries this year. But yeah. Yeah. I would love to hear from listeners if you have any thoughts about this. I gotta go find my pajamas, see what they say on them. Yeah. You can email us with thoughts or suggestions for this segment at stephmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff Mom Never Told You. You can find us on TeePublic, where we have merchandise and we have a book you can find at stuffyoushouldreadbooks.com. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina, executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. The This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.